Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli from the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here to interview the delegates on the 28 Times Cinema jury. The 28 Times Cinema is an initiative supported by the European Parliament in collaboration with the Giornata degli Autori. Pau, could you first of all introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you came to be here in Venice? You applied to be here, right? Could you explain?
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here and to be speaking to you. I'm Pau, I'm from Barcelona, well, from a village near Barcelona, mm-hmm. and I'm a film and media student. I study audiovisual communication uh-huh. at university. And now I want to specialize in directing film and TV. And some friends at university told me about this opportunity to mm-hmm. go here to Venice and to be a part of a jury member. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't think much of it. I just heard it and I went to my laptop in order to complete my application uh-huh. and send the video. When I got accepted, I still can't believe it. It's mm-hmm. this is an incredible opportunity. I'm really grateful I got chosen, and I just have no more words.
That sounds great. So tell us about your viewing habits. You said you're a film student, you're mm-hmm. interested in creative industry, the audiovisual industry, so I presume you go to the cinema.
I do. I do go to the cinema quite regularly, mm-hmm. every week if I can. And I also like finding out new cinemas, new screening rooms around Barcelona okay. and around my area. Uh-huh. And yes, I like both art house movies, and I can also try to enjoy the more commercial ones. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if I had to choose a genre that I really like, I would choose horror, because okay. I believe it portrays... Well, in some movies, it's able to portray our deepest collective and individual fears as society. Uh-huh. And when it does, I truly, really enjoy it.
Okay, well, you're in the right country for horror movies. You know about Argento,
yes.
presumably. Okay, and what about the new opportunities that technology warrants us today? Mm-hmm. Do you also watch contents on the internet via streaming platforms?
Yeah, I do. Like I'm a big fan of streaming platforms. I use regularly Netflix, mm-hmm. HBO. I watch a lot of incredible shows on HBO, and I think they are a new way of just enjoying movies, enjoying the audiovisual, mm-hmm. and they have this positive part that some movies can actually be financed because of them and be watched and seen, and otherwise they wouldn't, because it's so hard to actually produce them. I think it's a huge debate in nowadays reality. And I'm quite interested.
Okay. You said that you are a film student, so presumably you would like to stay in the film industry after you graduate. Your ambition is becoming a director, or what would you like to do?
I still haven't figured this out. Okay. I would love to become a director. Mm-hmm. I am really interested also in the visual aspects of cinema and film. So cinematography is also, I'm really interested in that, but I didn't have the chance to choose it as a specialization. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I'm only in the middle of my degree, and this is also like a big opportunity for learning and finding my way. Mm-hmm. So yes.
And tell us about your work with the other members of the jury for the Lux Prize. You have the great opportunity to work with the guidance of an important film director, a Brazilian film director called Karima Nuz. How does it work? How do you engage in discussions with all the other members of the delegation?
Well, I'm really fond of being able to just discuss the films we watch throughout the debate. Uh-huh. And in an assembly way, I don't know if it's like the most common way mm-hmm. That most film festivals have. And I quite try to learn a lot from those discussions okay. and to try to exchange the ideas. I don't know if it's the best way, if it's because it's my first time doing mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to find out. And I'm just grateful to have this chance and to actually be here. So,
well, it's a big responsibility and a big opportunity, I
think.
It is.
I still can't believe it.
So what part of your festival experience have you enjoyed the most until now? What's been the best thing?
Having the chance to meet 28 people from all around Europe, it's been breathtaking. I still can't believe it. It's been incredible. Also, having the chance to watch the competition and out of competition, Horizonte, mm-hmm. and all the sections of the festival movies, mm-hmm. that's great. It's also an experience that gets you exhausted because you're all day going to workshops, meetings, and watching movies, and it's also a physical experience, yes. and I hadn't thought of it before, mm-hmm. so that's also important. But I'm just overwhelmed by the experience, by the people. Everybody's really nice. I don't know if something else. It's so intense and.
Okay, well, it sounds as if you're enjoying yourself.
I am, completely.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. I have been with Pau Valcaldet, who is the Spanish member of the 28-time cinema delegation, the jury for the Lux Prize. I have been Annalisa Sandrelli, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.